The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 about how God changes us. If you have access to a Bible, I'd invite you to go and find it, open it up, and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you that you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series at our website, considerhisword.org. Many other things you'll find there, but you'll find all the messages in this series, and as well as other programs going back, I don't know, 5 or 10 years or more. And so also at the website is a link that says, Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd click on that and let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. Now, if you'll give us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that'll fit into your shirt pocket or into a purse or into a Bible case fairly easily. I take with mine to church with me on Wednesday night, and as I hear prayer requests, I can make note of them and keep track of when God answers those prayers. You can make a list of your own as well, and if you would, pray for us and put us in your prayer journal and pray for this ministry as well. So you can do it through the website at considerhisword.org. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. I'm just going to read the one verse. Says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God changes us. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature or a new creation. And when you come to know Christ as your Savior, God does something in you that changes your life. And so we've been talking about that the last couple of weeks. Now, let me come back to this for just a moment. If you've never been saved, we first of all invite you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so many people will try to make changes on their own. Doesn't this happen a lot around New Year's when people are making those resolutions, or they'll say, you know, they're going to turn over a new leaf, or they're going to try to start some kind of a new habit or some kind of a change. But you see, when you come to Christ and you put your faith in Him and you're walking with Him, He changes you. Oh, sure, there are things you have to do. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that today, because you want to walk in faith and walk with Him every day. And in doing so, when you come to Christ, He changes you. Let Him change you. You know, one of the things that happened, and we talked about this earlier, that when you come to Christ, the Spirit of God comes into you. He dwells in you. We call it the indwelling Holy Spirit. And He lives inside you. And living inside you, He changes you from the inside out. You see, changing from the outside in, it may work with some things, and it may work on a limited basis, but when God changes you from the inside out, you change permanently. Because it's a work of God. It's not from your own efforts. It's by faith that God does that work in us. So we talked about this before, how that by faith, our heart is changed. We looked at that passage in Ezekiel 36, and you can go back a few programs and hear that message. I don't want to get too involved with it today, but the Bible says that God takes out of us a stony heart, and he puts within us a heart of flesh. God changes our heart. Our mind is changed through repentance. Remember that repentance means turning around, going in a different direction, rather than just being sorry. And I think that's part of it, that we mourn over our own sin, and we are sorry for our own sin. But it's more than just the feeling of sorrow. It's changing your mind. Not going to go that direction anymore. Not going to live in that sin anymore. I'm going to follow Christ. And God changes our mind through repentance. Remember in Ephesians 4:17, he said, "This I say therefore, and testify of the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind." And God changes us. In repentance, our mind is changed. And here's where I want to spend most of our time today. Because you see, not only is our heart changed and our mind changed, but our life changes. And our life changes through obedience, being faithful to the Lord and in obeying his word. Remember, James said, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." And as we come to Christ, we begin to grow in him. We begin to try to be like him. He becomes our role model. You know, growing up, I had cowboys for role models. Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, all of those guys, I looked up to them. But you know, when we get saved, Jesus becomes our role model. And you'll see as we kind of work through this a little bit how we become like him. As we live by obedience, it becomes a choice to choose to obey Christ. Now, listen, you can choose to disobey Christ. But if we're going to live for him, if by faith our heart is changed, and if by repentance our mind is changed, then our life is changed as we obey him day by day. And it's a lifetime of learning. You know, when we trust Christ, we've decided to follow Jesus. Remember Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For him to be Lord means that we obey him. Whatever he tells us, we follow in obedience. We do what he says. We've made that decision by faith, in repentance, to follow Jesus. And following Jesus causes us to live differently than the world. We call it separation. You know, the thing is that we live different. Our life changes. We don't go to the places we used to go to. We don't do the things that we used to do. We don't talk like we used to talk. I love that story about the revival that happened over in the United Kingdom. I've heard that there's a great awakening, a great revival there, and the men who worked in the mines would just use all kinds of profanity to drive their mules. But when they got saved and they quit using profanity, the mules didn't know how to obey them anymore because their life had changed, their talk had changed. And so God changes us. We try now to live in obedience to the teaching of Jesus. You know, one of the things that Jesus told us to do was to love people. And then he showed us how to love people, to love our neighbors, not only our neighbors, but to love our enemies. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. But he also told us to love our enemies. Boy, how different is that from the way that the world thinks? The world says we need to defeat our enemies. We need to get even with our enemies. Somehow somebody said, you know, when you try to get even with somebody, is that really somebody you want to be even with? The Bible tells us to forgive them, not to try to get even with them or try to get back at them. And so Jesus taught us to love people. In fact, he said, you know, when somebody asked him, what's the greatest commandment? He said, the great commandment is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul and with all thy might. And he said, and the second is like intuit that you love your neighbor as yourself. God taught us how to love. Jesus not only teaches us, but shows us how to love. And so we, in obedience, we try to love people like Jesus loved people. Secondly, we seek to do what God says is right, not what I think is right, not what the world says is right. It's not a question of is it legal necessarily, it's a question of is it right. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so we try to do what's right, not what's easy. It's not always easy to do right. It's not always popular to do right. But if we're going to live in obedience to Jesus, we've got to seek to do the right thing. And I know sometimes it's hard to know. That's when we've got to ask God for wisdom. What can I do in this situation? What is the right thing in this situation? That's the question. What's the right thing? And if you don't know what to do, James 5:1-5 says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Ask God, and he'll show you the right way. He'll show you the right step. And I know sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's hard to know what the right thing to do is. And in our obedience, as we seek to try to live in obedience and do what's right, listen, we don't always get it right. We mess up. We're not perfect. And sometimes we've got to come and just confess it to God. Boy, I really messed that up. Lord, I failed you again. And the Bible says that if we'll come and confess it, that he'll forgive us. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll cleanse us. He'll make us new. Well, you don't lose your salvation. You don't have to get saved all over again. You just need to come back in a right relationship with God. Often we try to excuse sin. Well, he made me do it. Don't put it on the devil. Don't put it on somebody else. When you fail, when you mess up, own it and confess it before God. You may need to go and ask someone for their forgiveness. Don't try to excuse it. Don't just try to cover it up. Don't just dismiss it and going, oh, well, it's okay. It'll be okay. Now, it may not be okay. And that's when we take it to God and confess it. I tell you, living a life of obedience takes a life, a time of learning. And we learn in him and we grow in him and we learn to be obedient by reading the word, listening to what God says. It's why you should be at church, to hear what the preacher is saying and sitting under the teaching of the Word of God and learning to live like Jesus. Through faith, our heart is changed. Through repentance, our mind is changed. Through obedience, our lives are changed. So let me ask you this, as we finish up today, how is your relationship with God? Are you living a life of change? Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.